Welcome back to Sports Day for Kia and Red Energy. If you're just tuning in, India have just won one of the more incredible test matches we have ever seen with 18 balls to spare, no less. Rishabh Pant, what an incredible innings, has led them to a fourth test win by 3 wickets.
And they are doing the victory lap as we speak at the Gabba. It's we haven't seen this ever, I don't think, from a touring team, a victory of the... of the series up at the Gabba. They've got the Indian flag out. They're just having a whale of a time.
We're just about to go to Barbora Stritsova, of course, who's now become our latest quarantine correspondent. Just before we do, just give me 15 seconds, Jared. Off the top of my head, two people that would like their time again. Tim Payne, we already know, has apologised for saying to Ashwin, can't wait to get you to the Gabba. That didn't age well. And James Warden, the new CEO of Channel 7, complaining about the cricket and trying to get rid of it, that the quality of cricket in the summer wouldn't be that good.
Well, we all make mistakes. The issue is you just got to put your hand up and get on with the job. Let's go into quarantine land, though. This is what I've been looking forward to all day. They're ready for you at Tommy Ruff's Barbora. And tell us, how did you start the day today? Day 3 or 4 in quarantine. Welcome again.
Hi, everybody. Well, I started today. Today, I didn't sleep really well. The jet lag kind of like messed my sleep. Yeah. So I went to bed around 2 o'clock and woke up at 7:30. So it wasn't a great night, but then I kicked it off and I had a ride bike, very tough one, which killed me for half of a day. And then I just finished another training. So it went pretty quick this day.
And have you done? Have you had any weights turned up or any other form of apparatus for you to train with?
Oh, actually, they did. Actually, 1 hour ago, they brought me some dumbbells and kettlebells, and they also brought me some box of fruit. So we are very good.
A lot of the tennis players are following your lead. Victoria Azarenka has basically asked her compatriots to get some perspective, to accept, to adapt, and to keep moving. And that was your message essentially yesterday. But gee, it's flammable, this situation. Roberto Bautista Agut, he's compared it to jail, and boy, the whole country's just about jumped on top of him.
Yeah, I saw that about Victoria today, the message, and I'm very happy about it. And I hope it's going to turn the players to a mood where they will they will appreciate that they can be even here in the quarantine, but I just want us to go through this, and we will, and then the days will be much better after we will pass the 14 days.
Barbora, tell us, as a professional athlete, so you wake up, you put yourself through a pretty grueling workout. What's the quarantine breakfast look like for you?
Well, I just got today oatmeal with some nuts. I have to say that breakfasts are so good. But I am eating my breakfast around 1 o'clock because I am doing the intermittent fasting. So I'm finishing at 8 and eating around 1 o'clock. So my breakfast is kind of like also a lunch.
Well, I'm a little bit...
You're faster, Jared. Very interesting.
And why are you doing that? Is that high performance recommendations?
Well, I have been doing it even though when I was home for 2 months under lockdown. So I feel much better, and I don't think that our bodies needs to eat all the time. So I'm doing 16 hours not eating and 8 hours of eating. And especially right now in the quarantine, I think it's really good.
Now, what are you looking most forward to, the singles event or the doubles event, where you, I think, are still ranked number one after your Wimbledon title last year?
Well, my partner is number one. I'm number two, but both. I'm looking for both competitions, but I'm missing my partner, Suwei, because we were playing last year finals, and it was a really great 2 weeks. We played a great tennis, so I can't wait to be back, but also performing in my singles, because I still I'm doing both. And then I'm doing also mixed doubles.
Oh, how are you doing that with?
Very busy girl.
Indeed you are. Who are you doing that with?
I'm playing with Mektic. He won last year mix or finals. I'm not sure, actually. But, yeah, I can't wait. I don't play so much mix, but it's going to be fun.
So what's the great combination between yourself and Su Wei? Why are you such a great combination?
I guess because we are so different. Mm-hmm. We are so different. I am very energetic and emotional, and she's very calm and quiet. So I guess that works.
Now, I got a photo of
me. I am energetic?
I know. I can pick that up. I can see that you'd be a great person to be in a team with. You're an energizer. I got given a photo of you inside quarantine, and it looked like you had an engagement ring on your finger. Is that right? Is that an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. You didn't tell us about the engagement.
Oh my God, what is happening?
When's the big event?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, okay.
Barbora, you have to be ready for all types of questions from Jared. That's all I can warn you about for the next 2 weeks.
Wow, but no one asked me that before, and you are the first person.
I've got good observation. When did he propose and where did he propose?
Well, he proposed in Czech Republic on a mountain where it was very, very cold, like minus 10, and was so much wind. It was on 6th December.
So you've been engaged.
I feel like a lot of women wouldn't like that setting for being an engagement, Barbora.
Yeah. I couldn't even see him because it was so cloudy and it was snowing, you know. But it was just like perfect proposal.
And what's the best thing about him?
He is understandable what I do, and he's there for me.
Yes. And is he going? I mean, is he coming to Australia through this period, or have you given him a rest?
No, I gave him a rest.
Barbora, great to have you on. We've run out of time. We're going to cover a whole range of issues during the quarantine correspondence.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. I hope you sleep better tonight.
Thank you, thank you for having me. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Barbora Stritzova, world number 38, and quickly becoming the best part of sports.
You didn't know she was engaged, did you?
No, I didn't. But she said yesterday was a boyfriend.
That's right. It's research.
We'll be back on Sports Day after this.